Ballad of Annie Crudup by Roger Netzer for Ken Chowder. Come, hear a tale of local folk and drugs, plus alcohol. The people you will meet in it were big when I was small. Annie Crudup was my mom's best pal and liked to make me laugh. In youth she'd been a beauty, said my mom on her behalf. However deep my sulk or pout, Anne could make me grin. She had a knack for brightening the mood she found me in. But Annie's own life, I have learned, was far from child's play. Her jokes were just a flip side to the side kept hid away. At Crudup's house on River Road, her son would beat her up. Full grown he was and hit his mom, did handsome Bobby Crudup. Rare among men, Bob was a blonde and always kind to me. Drugs and drinking took the youth of cruel and tortured Bobby. No telling why, except perhaps the rumor I once heard. Not to be repeated ever, friend, have I your word? They say, when Bob was in eighth grade, odd weather struck that June. Tornado warning shut down school, so Bob came home at noon. There's no way to prepare yourself for what Bob Crudup saw. The neighbor boy, and on his knee, Annie in the raw. The lover's name has been withheld because he was 15. Was such a lapse on Annie's part what turned her Bobby mean? Others say the story's false. Anne's one and only fling took place before her Bob was born. Timing's everything. Still others, I am one of them, believe the truth's no good. It cannot cure what happened in our rustic neighborhood. Anne Crudup used to make me smile. To her, I tip my hat. My mood can still get shaky, but she's not to blame for that.